The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There. Great. Well, hello. Hello and welcome to Happy Hour, everyone. I've missed you very much. It's so nice to be back in Sangha and practicing together. So for today's practice, gosh, so many different themes. I think I'd like to explore a theme of simple metta together, and maybe not say so much ahead of time, but just practice together. Take more time to practice and explore different themes. I have no doubt different themes from my travel in Southeast Asia, especially in the as I was mentioning earlier, Thailand is a Buddhist country and many temples, lots of Buddhist statues, and just there's a sense of wholeheartedness, there's a sense of kindness, goodwill in interactions that just it drenches, it feels like it permeates the culture, which is so lovely and nourishing. So I'm sure some of the warmth will come through in the practice. So let's just sit together. Let's begin. So arriving in your seat, taking your seat on this earth, on this planet of ours. Taking your seat on the earth. Here I am. Stable, grounded here, connected to this seat, to this earth, stable and moving, even if we're actually hurtling in space on this earth, rotating around the sun, rotating around its axis, but it feels like we're still. Can we be still here in this moment? Feel the stillness. Together with all the movement in the space, movement in our lives, all the movement that has been, is happening right now, will be. And in the middle of all the movement, open our bodies, our hearts, our minds to stillness. Holding the duality of movement and stillness. And opening, leaning into the stillness, to the groundedness. Relaxing the body, softening the body. Relaxing the heart. Relaxing the heart. Whatever has happened before, up to this moment, perhaps rushing to arrive, it's okay, it's all right. Telling yourself, it's okay, dear. It's all right, sweetheart. Taking refuge in this moment. Letting the breath move through the body. And if the mind decides to move, wander, drift, rush to a thought, memory, plan, it's okay. It's all right. Be kind. Be kind. Be kind to yourself, to your heart, to your mind. Address yourself kindly, your mind, your heart kindly, smilingly. Let the body be at ease, relaxed. Gently inviting attention, awareness to rest again, to take refuge. Come, dear, come rest with the breath, with the body. It is sweet here. It's sweet. We'll get to the plan, the memory later, if it's important enough. And we'll come back. Let go now. Let go now, dear. Taking time, taking space, no rush. Nothing needs to happen. No problem solving. So delicious just to be, just to simply be. This being human. Let the breath be nourishing, calming, soothing to the body, to the heart. What a gift to be able to practice to have met the Dharma in this life. To sit and be breathed by the breath. To realize if the mind is thinking, to know that and cultivate kindness in that moment. Not expecting that you will be focused and concentrated and still the whole time. If that happens, great, but minds wander. It's okay. Can we be kind no matter what? Can we be kind? And if we can't be kind, can we be accepting? Can we be accepting, be gentle with lack of kindness that might arise? Can we be compassionate to that? For the lack of kindness, if any. Knowing that we are doing our best in every moment and cultivating as best we're able to. And now I'd like to invite us to explore receiving kindness and sharing kindness So I'll invite the thought experiment to tap into receiving kindness, which expands the capacity of our heart, not just to receive, but to give. So feeling yourself sitting, connections to the earth through your feet, sit bones, your hands touching each other or your lap, the breath moving through your body, stable. Now, I'd like to invite you to imagine, as you're sitting, you're together with other humans, circle of people, who are kind, endowed with metta. You've been practicing metta for a long time. You're in a situation, let's say in a foreign country, where you don't understand the language, so you can't really communicate, but this human beings, other humans, are trying to help you, support you. Maybe you need help, you need directions. And you feel, you let yourself be supported. You feel their metta, you let yourself be supported. And imagine maybe a situation like, let's say you're in a store and you've spilled, let's say, some fruit, and people come with kindness and help you put it back. Or you've fallen and they help you get up, or whatever it might be. There's a sense of kindness, and you let yourself, without being embarrassed, without any embarrassment, human beings with metta, let yourself be supported, because receiving kindness, allowing yourself to receive kindness, it's like receiving a gift graciously. You don't turn the gift around or hurl it to the ground. It's gracious. It's a way of rewarding the giver to receive the gift. So let, in your mind, let the gift of kindness be received. Maybe you're working with a map and you're confused, and somebody unasked comes and supports you, ask you if you're lost, and tries to help you find your direction. Just support offered. This land of beings who've practiced metta, kindness, let yourself receive in your mind's eye. And maybe your work here is to receive without any embarrassment. Because receiving is giving. So can you give metta by receiving? That's the crux of this invitation. Can your gratitude, your smile of appreciation, be your gift? Not shame or embarrassment. We'll come back to the scenario in a moment again, but now let's switch. Now you are a part of this community. Maybe you don't communicate with words, you don't understand someone's language, but they're lost. You want to help them. You want to support someone as an expression of your kindness, of your humanity. It's clear they're fumbling with a map, they don't know where to go. Without being asked, you ask them, can I help you? Or with sign language, try to figure out where they're going and help them. An act of metta, an act of kindness. See yourself giving metta in this way. The sense of satisfaction you've helped one person. You're helping one human being. Who's not so different from you. They just want to be happy. Or they have spilled, say, a bag of apples or something. You go and you help them, pick them up. You comfort them, you smile. A random act of kindness. You don't judge them. They're doing their best. Or maybe we see someone walking on the street and you're walking to the same direction. Maybe you can see that they're wearing a splint. They have a hand injury and they're fumbling with an umbrella and it's just started to rain. Maybe you stop smilingly in this scenario. You get the umbrella from them, you open it for them, and with a smile you hand it back to them. And you keep walking with a smile. You're smiling, they're smiling. Random act of kindness. No judgment, just metta, random acts of kindness. How easy it is to care, to notice what's needed, to notice what's needed, take a step to care. Share. Not questioning, not judging yourself or others. Random act of metta. Maybe in your heart you do say, may you be well, may you be safe from the elements. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. How good it feels to give kindness. Now, switch again to the other scenario. And again, it's so impersonal, right? You can be the person who needs support. And people stop and support you, help you, offer kindness. Not even needing to speak or exchange words. Let yourself receive now. Be in the receiving end. Feel supported. Let your body relax. Seeing others' humanity, letting them see your humanity. Maybe imagine a scenario, maybe from your own life. Maybe in your own city, or maybe traveling. Your heart relax, let your body relax. Let yourself receive in your mind's eye. Metta, random acts of kindness. Maybe you imagine again yourself holding a map. And someone maybe carrying bags of groceries puts them down and comes to support you. Where are you going? Are you lost? Random act of kindness. Now imagine yourself in your own town or city, supporting, helping others, whether they don't speak the language or they do, just random acts of kindness. Maybe letting someone who's in a rush, seemingly rush, in a rush, go ahead of you. In the line, the store, at the grocery store. If you're not in a hurry yourself. Offering kindness with a smile. Knowing you've made one person's day a little better, just a little brighter. Or say you're maybe sitting on a plane. Across the aisle, there's a mother with a screaming child. She's agitated or embarrassed, trying to quiet the child. Instead of feeling upset, rolling your eyes, you comfort the mother. Yes, it's hard. It is hard to travel with children. It's okay. It's all right. It's hard. Extending kindness. So many opportunities. Giving metta, giving metta. Not missing opportunities, strangers, colleagues, friends, family. Radiating metta. May all beings everywhere, including myself, be safe from inner and outer harm. Be happy. Be healthy, have ease. Radiating kindness internally to yourself. Let it radiate out. 360. Knowing that this kindness first touches you, first soothes you, these rays of kindness, rays of metta. What if we didn't let, as best as we could, the opportunities that we run into to be kind go by? And of course, we won't capture all of them. We can't. It's okay. But turning our heart to receive kindness and give kindness, metta. It's soothing, calming for the heart, enlivening for the mind. And for the last couple of minutes, just breathing, breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in kindness, breathing out kindness and goodwill. May I be well. May all beings be well. May I be well, breathing in. May all beings be well, breathing out. Receiving and giving. As we bring this practice session to a close, offering your kindness, your metta to yourself, and as a gift to all beings everywhere, offering your practice, your intention for cultivation, spreading it far and wide in your mind's eye. May all beings everywhere safe, happy, healthy, have ease. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your practice. Well, I feel happier and calmer and more in touch through this practice with metta. How are you doing? How Was it for you? Any insights, any aha moments, any challenges? And you're invited to share your questions, comments, insights for the benefit of everyone and all your challenges too. So you can raise your Zoom hand. You can also type them in chat if you like. What did you discover? How are you? How was it? What did you learn? Neil.
Welcome back, Mickey. I thought it was interesting the way you, when you mentioned, you know, that like accepting thanks and accepting, you know, the gifts from the other people is, you know, kindness in and of itself. You know, and there certainly have been plenty of times in my life, you know, where I'm like, no, you know, and frequently I have like thought afterwards, you know, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said no, you know, and I think I'm hopeful that coming up here will, you know, put me on better footing, make me better prepared the next time that happens.
Yeah. Thanks, Neil. Thanks so much for sharing that. And also thanks for highlighting that aspect of gracious receiving is a huge gift. It's a gift, really, graciously receiving. It gives other people joy to be able to be kind and to be able to help. And maybe it comes up sometimes where we don't want to trouble them or whatever it is. And sometimes it's just, yes, thank you. It can be such a breakthrough moment, such a lovely moment of connection and giving and receiving. So thanks for highlighting that aspect of it. So important. Yeah. I'll say one more thing. I've also found myself sometimes, you know, somebody wants to offer, you know, offering a gift or something, whatever it is, you know, offering something. And I'm like, oh, don't trouble you. And I realize, well, actually, wait, pause. Yes, I accept. So it's okay in that moment to shift and change too. But, you know, as you said, it's the practice that inclines you to realizing, yes, what am I doing? I'm saying I'm not giving the opportunity to be kind and generous. So the more we practice metta, the more it gives us that moment of pause, like, yes, this is okay. Let's expand my heart to receive and allow them to give. So yeah, it continues to be practice. Yeah. So thank you for that. Yeah. Yeah. Any other reflections? Questions, comments? Eileen.
Hi, Nikki. Welcome back to you too. And me. I've been away from here. I've been working a lot. But what came to my mind is when I'm on a Zoom call with people from the Sangha, it's pretty easy for me to do metta for all the little boxes that I see of all the people, or in a breakout room too. And also when I'm teaching my classes. But in a meeting with staff, didn't even occur to me today. I was very tense, and switching to the metta practice, pivoting like that was really hard because I brought that kind of tense energy to it. So maybe with practice, it'll get easier, you know, yeah. No matter what the situation I see.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And Eileen, thanks so much for bringing that up. And I want to make an invitation. So the invitation is, if you notice, you know, many times in a stressful situation, if you notice right there, so be actually, I'm so glad you pinpointed this particular situation, the staff meeting, you know, it's stressful. So, and I trust that you'll have more meetings with your staff. So great, perfect. This is a great opportunity for practice. Yay. So in the next meeting, before you go into it, you know, write yourself a note today, post it and put it today so that before that you have set this intention of, oh, this is an opportunity that gets me stressed and it's okay. We each have different occasions, where this happens and also from the practice you've done, you know that metta actually is an antidote to this kind of this agitation. So in fact, if you bring in metta, just choose one person in the meeting, just one person, do metta for them. And then you'll find yourself, oh, wow, look at this tension shift and change. And then it will be easier to do it for others. But just start with one person on the screen. How does that sound? Yeah, great. Thank you so much for raising this. And so specific. This is a great opportunity for your practice. I love it. Love it. Yeah. Paige, please.
Thank you so much for this evening. And I was thinking, as you're talking about traveling and the kindnesses that people do just automatically, and just how grateful and just what a wonderful approach that is. What a wonderful way. And I don't know. I guess I can't really express it in my head, but just to keep doing that all the time, you know, just everywhere, just being so grateful for the kindnesses that come up, and realizing you don't have to go in with an informed opinion or knowing anything. Just being open in travel, it's like everything's fine. I was just actually traveling around here for a while, for 3 weeks, and that same kind of thing where just be struggling with a bag or something, and somebody, you know, picks it up, and just realize just how wonderful it is that there are more people on the planet. Yeah. Kapun ka, welcome back.
Kapun ka, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, so much kindness all around, right? And we're a part of it. We are a part of, and we've done that. We do that for others, but to appreciate, to turn our mind to it, the more we appreciate it, see it, and the more it inclines our mind to see and see it more in others, and also cultivate it more in ourselves, and be that support for others. So yes, thank you for that. Appreciate you sharing your experience also. Yeah. And also I would say it would be interesting. I'll take this and say one thing else. Another point is also to observe the times that we don't stop to be kind, and that's okay too. And to observe, you know, what are the things that get in the way? Often for many people, when they're in their studies, when people are in a hurry, when they're in a rush to get somewhere, they don't stop to help and support. So see that, observe that, not judge, but actually get to know, really have clear mindfulness. Oh yeah, I see that happening. Okay. So, or if you don't feel safe, or if there's judgment arising, like, and those are things that one can become aware of little by little, or maybe this person doesn't need it, or maybe you feel shy about help, you know, all those things, you know, those we can study, we can have mindfulness awareness and support them. But it's also, I think what I'm trying to say is interesting to be aware of, not just when we help, when we extend our metta, and also the times that we don't, and what gets in the way. Again, without judging ourselves, but studying it, what gets in the way. It's important too. So, dear ones, I'd like to invite us all now to engage with each other. Maybe for tonight, the little conversation we'll have is stories of random acts of kindness, maybe travel stories, if you have any, where you've been supported in a foreign country, or maybe when you have supported others. And if not travel stories, could be just stories in your own town, city, just random acts of kindness. It's so uplifting to share these stories. So what I like to invite in the breakout groups tonight is let's go alphabetically, and the first person will share, you know, one story, and the next person will share another little story, just not a long 10 minutes, but just like a minute or two. It's like, this is what happened, or maybe 30 seconds, depending on how long your story is. I've already shared many stories tonight, weave them into into the guided meditation. And then the next person will share a little nugget of story. And then the next person, they'll come back to you, and maybe you'll be reminded to share another story, or something you've done or you received, and let Let us inspire each other. Let us inspire each other with sharing these stories of goodness. So I've created the breakout rooms. And again, as always, no need to, you're all sharing from your own experience. You're not managing and directing others. So I think that's enough. That's all I want to say. So, okay. So let me, hold on. Let's see here. We have the groups. Okay. I'm going to start the open the rooms. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Here we go. Hey, everybody's back. The rooms are closed and we're at time. So I think what I'd like to do is to honor people's time and close on time. But I'd like to stay a couple of minutes extra after the close. So if you'd like to share any stories or what happened in the rooms, I'd love to hear. It's so uplifting. So let's dedicate the merit of our practice together. May all beings be well. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you all. Thank you all. See you next week. Somebody else is teaching this Friday. And I'll see you next week. All right. Take good care. Bye.